Isn't that a great song? I just want to tell you a little bit about this next song. How many of you have ever been to Quintana Roo in Mexico? Doesn't matter. Quintana Roo is a state of Mexico, way down in the southeastern corner of Mexico. And it's down near Belize and Honduras and Guatemala down there. And about, I guess about 4 or 5 years ago now, I was down there shooting a movie. And I guess the way I want to start this story is I met a young cowboy down there while I was shooting this movie. Mary and I went down there, and I met a young cowboy from Colorado who the previous winter had been engaged to this girl. And at the last moment, she got cold feet and decided she didn't want to be married, and she left. And so the young cowboy spent the entire winter at a line shack in Colorado, just him and the snow and the cattle, for 4 long, cold, lonely months. And then in the spring, he went down to Quintana Roo and saved up his money and went down to mend his broken heart and to try to get over the loss of his love. And that's where I met him. And the thing about this young cowboy, there was something so endearing about him and at the same time heartbreaking. Because when I got to know him there in Quintana Roo, he was the most tortured young man I had ever seen. He had gone down to Quintana Roo and had gotten into some kind of trouble. I don't know exactly how. He wouldn't tell us what kind of trouble. I don't know if he got involved with another woman, with a married woman. There's drugs down there, there's guns, there's smuggling, all kinds of stuff. So there's any number of ways that he could have gotten in trouble. And he, every time he would start to tell us what the problem was, it would just be too much for him, and he would well up and couldn't go on. And it was really heartbreaking to be around him, because he would sit in the saloon where we would sort of meet after shooting all day. And it was like one of those old Western movies. He would sit with his back to the wall and just sort of stare at the door. And he would almost visibly flinch when anyone walked through the door. And so, like I said, I was shooting this movie. And one weekend, Mary and I had the weekend off. So we went around Mexico and did some sightseeing. And when we got back on Monday, the young cowboy was gone. And to this day, I don't know what happened to him.